I think we can relate to the gospel reading here in this environment that we're in. The good Lord have prepared a dinner, a banquet for us, the Eucharistic banquet, the Mass. And I can tell you that as a priest, I hear a lot of excuses. Mm-hmm. Father, I'm Catholic. I pray. I do the rosary. I do this and that. But I don't have time for Mass. Or I don't have this and that. Well, there are many excuses, and love require us to rise above the excuses to make time. We never have time. We need to make time. And time for the one who first loved us, right? Who have invited us to this this feast, this banquet, and not just feeding us with the food like the food at the defect, but food that are good, that are wonderful, huh? His own body and blood, huh? His very self to us. Food that just do not nourish our body, but also nourish our soul, which lead us toward the point that the one thing I like to encourage each and every one of us, that at times we have to remember those who do not come to Mass and lift them up as well. As St. Paul said very clearly in the first reading today, that we are one body in Christ. This one body reminded us that we must love those who do not know how to love, even when they're lost, even when they're hurt, even when they're away from Christ. We must love them. We must bring them to Mass, even when they're not at Mass. And I can spend hours trying to go into what St. Paul teaches today. But let's use his words. He begins by saying, let love be sincere. Of course, hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. But love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do we always take the first step to let our love be sincere or not? Or do we still hold on to our humanity? And he continued to say, be fervent in spirit. Do not grow slack in zeal. Serve the Lord. Continue to seek the Lord even when other people are not. We should not depend our faith, our piety, upon other people. We must seek the Lord. We must serve the Lord. And here's it, one of my favorite verse in the whole Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Endure it in affliction and persevere in prayer. We must not give up in prayer. We must endure it even when affliction, when trials, when hardships happen. We must rejoice in hope always. No one can ever steal our hope away. This is what's important. Then he continued to say, exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Do not curse them. Continue to love them, continue to seek them. And it ends with this, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. I think that's important. I can tell you right now, being in this environment, I've seen a lot of people weeping. And sometimes you have to cry with them. Sometimes you have to weep with them. You cannot change a lot of things, but it's okay to cry with those who cry, weep with those who weep, and rejoice with them, and have regard for one another. So I'll end my homily by inviting you to do the same thing that St. Paul said, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. No one can steal our joy away. No one, if we do not allow them. Endure it in affliction, even when we're away from family, from our support system, from the people that we love, let endure, and persevere in prayer. Pray for ourselves, pray for those who are not here, as well as those who cannot pray for themselves. We must pray and allow the joy that comes from the Lord to change us first.